The name of this place is Bail One. Bail One. Maharaj gave another name to this place. He said its name is Shri One also. Today in the morning class he spoke. You might have heard. Shri means Radharani. And those who are worshippers of Narayan, they say Shri means Lakshmi. But Adi Shri means originally Shri is Radharani. So Maharaj says factually this one pertains to Radharani. Of course, it is said that in this Bail One, Lakshmi came and did austerity. She did austerity or is doing austerity. She did austerity and probably is doing also. Why? There are many one. One means forest. The main forest in Braj is known as Dwadash Van. Dwadash means 12 forest. So Maharaj wanted that we have gone all the other forests, so why not this forest also? So this is the last forest we are now visiting. You know, we are living in Vrindavan and now we have come to Shri Van, that is Bail One. Lakshmi thought that in all other one, they pertain to some of Krishna's friend. So male personalities are also having interest in those one. This is safer one because less males are here because it is of Radharani, Shri One. So out of 12, she selected this forest for her austerity. So, Sudhanya Prabhu was explaining that once Naraji went to Vaikunth and said, Lakshmiji, today your husband, Narayan, has taken a wonderful view in form of Krishna. He is doing and performing such a leela that you cannot believe it. In Vrindavan, he is doing ras with millions of gopis. And this ras is full of ras. Ras means which is tasted and make other to taste. Ras means a thing which is tasted and makes other to taste. So Krishna is doing ras. Ras means a taste which he is enjoying as well as making others to enjoy. It includes boat leela. It includes splashing water, pastime in water. It includes dance and so many all pastimes which can be performed in a forest. Krishna and gopis, these all include in one word that is called Ras Leela. When Naraji narrated about Ras Leela and its high elevated ras and told that how Krishna is enjoying and making gopis to enjoy, a greed evoked in Lakshmi's heart to enjoy the same ras. She said, okay, I will also do the same. Then Lakshmi came here and performed austerity. So then Prabhu was saying that Krishna came to her and said, what are you doing? She said, I am doing austerity. I want to perform ras with you. Or I want to see ras at least. Krishna said, you can do it. But you have to perform certain conditions. And what are those conditions? condition is this, that you have to give up your this form of Lakshmi. What do you mean? You have to give up this Abhiman, this Abhiman means this feeling, your feeling of being wife of Narayan, who is topmost Brahman. So you are having feeling that you are Brahmani. Your ego of Brahmani has to be given up. How can I give it up? Very easy. Tell me. Just take birth in a womb of a gopi. I have to give up my this life. Yes. Very difficult. No. That's not enough. Then get married to another person in Braj and be wife of someone. What? Then love me. Oh my God. So this love will be this love will enable you to take part in Ras Leela. What is this love? This love is called Parkiya Bhav. That you are wife of someone else and loving me, this is called Parkiya Bhav, which is topmost of all. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Then she shrugged. She said, no, I can't do it. Okay, then perform more austerity. Someone thinks that to perform austerity means that Krishna will be angry, that he will accept as it is. But no, in fact, austerity is performed. Krishna will not be relaxing the condition. Probably Lakshmi's mentality may change, or the person who is performing austerity, his mentality will be changed, that let me accept what is the condition. Because the problem is that we are not ready to accept the condition, we want to remain as it is, and at the same time we want to enjoy Krishna. So Sudhanya Prabhu was explaining that in our acharyas, all acharyas have explained that Parkiya Bhav is the topmost bhav. In Dwarka there are many wives of Krishna. They cannot perform ras. They are in superior position to Lakshmi, because Lakshmi is with Narayan, she has got no much services. But in Dwarkadesh, wives of Krishna have got many services. They have feelings that Krishna is my husband. They are in superior position, but still they are not in position to perform Ras, because for Ras, Parkiya Bhav, that I am not Krishna's wife, but lover of Krishna. This has to be there. Krishna has said, what to speak of Lakshmi? Even my wives in Dwarka cannot bind me by their love, as gopis who are binding me by their special love. And that special love is called this Parkiya Bhav. This has to come. So, he was explaining that even Uddhav and others, they always pray so high of gopis. Why? They say, the important point of gopi is that when they started loving Krishna and love started increasing and increasing, when our love for Lord increases, we start give up all our material designations. And when we start giving up our all designations and love for Krishna keeps on increasing and increasing, our level with Krishna is like that. Gopis have increased their love to that extent, they have given up everything. To the extent we retain anything with us, our love remains so much diluted. Mahishis of Dwarka is still feeling that Krishna is my husband, and they are not ready to give up this designation. So to that extent, their love is loose. To that extent, their love is not that much intense. But gopis, being wives of others, having a chaste and pure life in a family, they gave up that religion also, which is the most important thing for gopis. But they gave up, because they gave up their istri dharma. Istri dharma means their religion, to lead an austere and chaste life in their family, being dedicated to their husband, children and in-laws members. They gave up this binding, That is why their love is called more pure. Because love means which is ready to give, to sacrifice, and sacrifice to the extent which is topmost. And in this love, Radharani is on the top. So Maharaj is saying that this place should not be considered of Lakshmi. This place is should be considered that it is of Radharani's superiority, because this shows that how Parkiya Bhav is superior to other Bhav, and even it is Lakshmi's love is so inferior to Radharani's love for Krishna. Secondly, Sudhanya Prabhu was explaining that probably when Lakshmi became too much pressurizing Krishna, that give me some blessings. And Krishna said that I cannot include you in Ras. Then he said, okay, I will take you on my chest as a golden line. That is called Swarna Rekha. That is called Swarna Rekha. Swarna means gold and Rekha means line. Krishna accepted her on his chest as golden line. And when Krishna was away from Braj, at that time Radharani is taunting to Uddhav in the form of bumblebee, that look, Krishna can never live without women. Here he was living with gopis, then he got fed up from gopis, he went to Mathura, he must have accepted so many good, beautiful women of Mathura, and even in Mathura when he will get fed up with those women, and suppose it happened to be so that he is without woman and alone at that time, Lakshmi is sitting in his chest as a golden line, she will come up and then he will start to have enjoyment with Lakshmi ji. Therefore he cannot live without woman. So this is the leela of this place. But Maharaj told one thing more, that Krishna used to come for cow grazing also sometimes here, and he killed one demon also. कोई या राक्षस भी मारा है उन्होंने. वकासुर. महाराज said वकासुर probably. Today महाराज said. Anyway. Now my translation part is over. And who is coming?